Before you decide to give me shit, I came here as soon as I realized what was happening. I know I'm technically a few days late, but I really, really tried to stay on top of it this time. Oh. I'm sorry. I thought you were someone else. Usually when I come here, it's one of three specialists. Dr. Kim, Dr. Adams, or Dr. Rodriguez. I don't recognize you. Not that I'm complaining. You're gorgeous. Are you new around here? It's nice to meet you then. My name is Lacey, and I've been coming to this clinic for my seasonal extractions for the past 5-ish years? I've never been the best at reading signs for when it is time to get here, which is why my stomach looks like this. So big and round. It's practically bursting with eggs that I need to get out. I realized it was about time to come here when people started to ask me when I was due. How long have you been working here? Oh, wow. Congratulations on your recent graduation, then. You must be thrilled to get a job at such a prestigious location so easily. Did you get your specialization in lamias or another monster? I was just curious, that's all. I wanted to know if you knew what to expect or if you were completely out of your depths. I know that school prepares you a bit for this, but it's not like it can ever completely prepare you for the real thing. Sure, you can experience simulations, can study anatomy, hell. I'm sure you even passed the written tests. But that doesn't show me you can handle the real thing. It's not like I'm a hellhound who just has a knot or an elf with a penetrative clit. I've got an ovipositor. One that is specifically going to breed you full of eggs. You see my stomach bump? How I look pregnant? That's going to be transferred to you. Then you're going to have to deliver them because your body doesn't get rid of the eggs naturally. They don't just magically dissolve inside you. At best, you carry them around for 5 minutes before your body decides it's way too much for you to handle and you need to push them out. Is that something you can handle, newbie? Confidence? That's cute. I wonder how long that's going to last once I'm inside you. Forgot about my tail, did ya? Don't worry. My tail didn't forget about you. Slowly wrapping around your lower half. Your calves are quickly covered by a layer of thick muscle. Restraining you in place. It only serves to get you a bit more excited. Seems that wearing a skirt to work was the right idea because all it takes is one motion and it's on the floor. Shirt quickly joining it to reveal a matching bra to your panties, showing off your perky breasts. My hands quickly take one in each of my hands, rolling the nipple between my finger as the wet stain continues to grow. Letting out a moan you were unaware that you were holding in. It's so cute. Dr. Kim certainly never moaned for me like that. It seems someone can't help but make a wet mess, can she? Don't worry, pretty one. You're being really cute. Struggling against my tail, holding you in place as my hands continue to tease your tits. The tip of my tail starts to rub against your panties. I just wanted to feel how wet you were for me. It's not often my doctor makes such a big stain. Wants me just as badly as I want her. I'm not even sure if this is professional, Doc. Moaning into my mouth as your hips thrust against me, pressing yourself further against me, generating more friction, more pleasure for yourself. Wish you could get closer, but the bump from the eggs gets in the way. My tail keeping you in place is too strong. You're getting so worked up over nothing, newbie. Haven't even slid my ovipositor inside you and you're already panting like a bitch in heat. Practically begging for it as my tale continues. I thought you had training. Maybe it wasn't enough considering how you're responding. My hands decide to leave your breasts alone. For now, I start to make my way lower. These panties of yours are pretty. I don't want you to ruin them anymore. You already made such a big stain on them. Got yourself soaking for me. Going to help you out by taking these off, Doc. Yeah, there you are. That's better. Panties on the ground. Bra pushed to the sides. At any other office, this would be grounds to send you home. At this clinic, it's just another Tuesday afternoon. Fuck. You're so fucking hot. Going to look even better once your stomach is swollen with my eggs. Going to waddle down the hallway to your supervisors. Let them know it was a success. There's no hiding what an eager breeder you are, newbie. My, my. What's this I feel? Is this some sort of a heart-shaped plug keeping your hole open for me, Doc? Seems you're always prepared. What good news for me. There we are. No more plug in the way. So wet for me. What a good girl. I cannot tell you how happy I am to have another woman, Doctor. The men just don't do it for me. Not like you do. Ugh. So soft, wrapped in my scaly tail's embrace, keeping you nice and still as I make my way behind you. Not like you can really move. I just end up wrapping myself slightly more, taking my place right up against you. My ovipositor brushing against your ass, teasing just outside your entrance. My hands reach around and grab your breasts again, lightly pulling at both your nipples. Oh, yes. What a good girl you're being. Starting to leak onto my tail. Such a messy little thing, Doc. How did you ever manage to get yourself in a position like this? Only way I can see it is if you slept your way to the top. Spread those legs of yours and let your superiors fuck you. You respond so beautifully to my touch. Try to buck your hips against me only for the belly bump to get in the way. Why don't you use your words, newbie? Tell me what you want. Good girl. I wasn't expecting that. Fuck. You're tight, Doc. Does that plug make you tighter or something? Never had any of the other doctors wear one before. And it never felt this good. Maybe you're just a natural breeder. Makes sense for a woman like you. Happily taking my ovipositor, feeling it split you open, gripping onto me like a goddamn vice. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Dr. Rodriguez never felt like this. Goddamn. You're happy to have something inside you, aren't you? We're getting so worked up as my tail teased you outside your panties, gently rubbing against you as my hands played with your breasts. It was almost enough to drive you to the edge without getting you there. Don't worry. I'm not going to leave you hanging like that. Going to give this bump to you, sweet one. Going to look like such a good girl with your stomach bump. No, you saw mine and instantly wished it was you. You're here to be bred, aren't ya? Just like a proper breeder should be. Probably didn't have to get a degree just to be a slut, but I guess that just proves your dedication. Happily taking inch after inch of my ovipositor. It keeps filling you up. Never felt this full in your entire life. You're on cloud nine, my sweet breeder. Squirming against me because my tail keeps you in place. You let out another moan as my fingers twist your nipples, clenching around me. Pleasure shoots up your spine as more attention is placed upon your tits. wrapped up so tightly. There's nowhere for you to go. Nowhere for you to get any sort of relief. You take it in your fuckhole so well. So fucking wet. Making such a big mess for me. Makes me switch my attention from your chest to elsewhere. Don't want you coming too soon. Quickly moving my hand lower. Starting to rub you in time with my thrust. It feels really good, doesn't it? Yeah, that's right. Taking what you're given so well. What a good girl. Cock feels so wonderful in my hand as your hole perfectly clenches around me. Thinking about what it's going to feel like to take my eggs. Have you ever had a Lamia with a bump from her eggs before? So you have no clue just how many eggs you're going to be taking, do you? How cute. You're going to be in for a shock. It's not just one big fat egg that's going to be fucked inside you. No, no, no. It's dozens upon dozens of little eggs that are going to be filling you. Almost like a human's cum, but thicker. With more distinct shapes you're going to be able to feel. All different sizes. Your stomach is going to expand instantly, making you look pregnant. Just like I do right now. I guess in a way you will be. But don't worry. I'm not going to leave my pretty slut. I'm going to stay right here and help you push out the eggs. It's going to feel so good. You're going to come again for me. But you knew that already. Know just how intense the orgasm from birthing the eggs can be since you were trained with it in school. I mean, any place worth their salt does that. Here to be a professional egg extractor for all types of monsters. Oh, fuck. Can't imagine how many days a woman like you gets bred up. It's perfect for a slut who just can't control herself. Probably were so easy in college. You tried to find a way to make money from being fucked. Lucky for you, clinics like this exist. Oh, fuck. Just have to be a good girl and take what you're given, right? You could spend the whole day feeling load after load being emptied inside you. Oh, fuck right there. Yeah, that's good. Not really good for anything except being impaled on cock. Going to take every egg of mine like a good doctor should. That's the whole reason you're here to begin with. Your only purpose is to take eggs, to get knocked up, to be a breeder for Lamias like me. It doesn't matter if I'm getting tongue-tied from you, from how you're squeezing around me. We're going to keep going. Oh, yes, I've got you, newbie. My hand speeds up, causing you to cry out. Oh, fuck yes. Getting closer, aren't you? Clenching around me as you moan your answer. Trying to keep composure. Good thing my tail is coiled around you, keeping you upright. Can lean completely on me. Don't worry, I can handle it. I'm quite strong and you don't weigh too much. Oh, I've got you. That's my good girl, taking everything you're given so well. Just how I thought you would. Such a well-trained slut. I'm gonna have to start requesting you. Dr. Adams never reacts to me like this. For the others, getting bread is just a side effect of doing their job properly. It doesn't really matter for the other dogs, but you can't get enough of this feeling. I'm sure there's rumors around the office about what a slut you are, about how much you adore your job. You wouldn't thrive doing anything else besides being a breeder for monsters. You're just so eager for it. Can't keep your voice down as you continue to take it. Every thrust of my ovipositor pushes you that much closer. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, right there. Practically shaking in excitement at the thought of being knocked up. It's cute. You're not even aware of how close you are. All you know is that you feel good, that you want more, that you're getting closer to being pressed. Oh, fuck. Want nothing more than to feel all the eggs going inside you and your belly starting to grow. Oh, fuck. It's what a slutty breeder needs. I know. Don't worry. You're going to get it. You just have to do your job properly. You just have to make me come. It's so easy. You don't even have to do much. You just have to keep being a good girl. Just like that. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Really, the fuck. Oh, yes, 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 yes. This is where your education comes in, huh? Know exactly what to do to make a Lamia come. Holy shit. Oh, fuck, don't stop. I'm so fucking close. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Gonna come inside you and knock you up. Breed you full of eggs. Oh, only thing that's going to push a slut like you over the edge, newbie. Don't worry. I've got everything a breeder like you needs. So let go and come. You can do it. Let go and come. Come with me. Already feel so much better without all those eggs inside me. What about you? Have you looked down yet? Have you seen what's become of your stomach and the bump? I think you're going to like it. Why don't you look down for me? You feel my hand start to caress your stomach bump. Weren't expecting it to be so large, were you? It's okay. This is all part of your job. Now, I'm going to start moving to make it easier for you to get the eggs out. They aren't going to stay inside you like this forever. I start to unwind myself from your calves. That way you can get in a better position. I don't know how you're going to want to birth the egg, so it's whatever makes you the most comfortable. I know Dr. Kim likes a squat. Meanwhile, Dr. Rodriguez likes to lay on her back. Since you were such a well-behaved breeder and took all of my eggs, even begging for them at certain points, I want you to make that decision. Pins and needles form in your calves as the coils loosen. unused to standing on your own, you instantly lean back into me. Guess your legs are still a bit like jello after that. Good thing I've got the strength for the both of us. Or maybe you're just not used to the extra weight. You know those eggs are very filling. Either way, I want you to get comfortable for me, Doc. Which position is going to be easiest for you? There you are. Be careful. You're not used to your center of gravity like this. You went from no bump to a giant bump within a span of a few days. That's going to be difficult for anybody to adjust to, even a medically trained professional like you. I'm just trying to help you out. Be a good patient. I know that delivering eggs for you guys is pleasurable, but that doesn't mean it's not a challenge. You're probably going to be out of commission for the rest of today after you push them out. I've seen what it does to the doctors firsthand. It really takes it out of them. So, are you ready? Then push for me. Come on. Come on, you can do it. I know it's a lot, but you can do it. All you have to do is keep pushing, just like that. Yes, that's it. Come on. You can't keep them inside you. It's not good for you. The eggs are going to come out one way or another, so you need to push for me. I know you don't want to because they feel really good moving down your system, but that's not a reason to keep them inside you. Of course the eggs are going to feel good. They want to stay in you, but you can't do that. You gotta be a good girl. You gotta push all the eggs out. Come on. You're going to get another bump like this soon enough. Yes, you are. So come on and just push. You're such a lovely breeder. So keep pushing. Keep pushing. Yes, just like that. You're pushing so well, being so brave. Come on. You can do it. Keep going. Getting closer with every second that passes. I know it's intense. It's a lot. Eyes clenched shut as you push with all your might, but you're doing good. That's it. Keep pushing. I know your pleasure is skyrocketing. I know it's really hard to keep focused, but you have to keep pushing. You can do it. Come on, keep doing it. I didn't think the eggs would try so hard to stay inside you, try to make you feel good so that you would keep them, but come on, you gotta push through it. You gotta give them up. I know you don't want to. I know they feel amazing, but you have to, newbie. Be a good girl. Come on. Birth the eggs. You can do it. You're so close. I can see them. You're almost there. You've got this. Come on. You're such a talented breeder, an amazing slut. So push. Come on. Push. 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 Oh, yes. That's it. Oh, there you are. Breathe for me. Inhale. One, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. Oh, yes, that's perfect. Let's go again. Breathe in, one, two, three, four, five. And breathe out, one, two, three, four, five. You're such a good girl. One more time for me. Ready? Inhale. One, two, three. Now hold it. Keep holding it. Now exhale. One, two, three. There you are. That's a good girl. You doing okay, Doc? It was pretty intense, but you handled it well. Looking down, you notice that your stomach has gone back to normal. There's a distinct wet feeling between your thighs, but it's nothing you can't shower off. The janitors are going to have a fun time cleaning up the mess, though. Here, let me help you up. On the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. There you are. I'm really impressed, considering it was our first time together. I'm being serious. I would not have known you were a newbie if you didn't tell me. Honestly, you're really good at your job. You should take pride in that. Not everyone is able to find something that they're so passionate about. I'm definitely going to be requesting you in the future. I think I have a new favorite doctor to visit whenever it's time for my seasonal extractions. You wouldn't mind if I requested you going further, would you? I just wanted to make sure I had your permission. I thought we had a vibe going on, but I didn't want to misread it or anything. Maybe if I'm lucky, you'll even agree to a drink afterwards. No, not tonight. Take a shower, rest up, and then text me sometime tomorrow. I will be waiting with bated breath for you.